This is the Entertainment Earth Podcast with your host, Adam Paulus.
Okay, this is time for our Toy of the Week, which is our last Toy of the Week of the year. It is no surprise that it's probably a Star Wars item, because most of them are. It's a Star Wars Gentle Giant animated Boba Fett maquette. This is an Entertainment Earth exclusive item, and it's been delayed for a little while, so I'm actually quite excited that it finally arrived. It involves... the basic idea behind it was this. When it was pitched... We said something along the lines of, so you know those pictures in, with the fisherman and the giant fish behind him when they stand with a fish in the background and they're really proud of it and then they're like posing for the camera? That's what we'd like to see. And that's what we have. And it's really great. The statue has Boba Fett posed holding his rifle. And it looks like, well, it doesn't look like it is. The Empire Strikes Back armor. He's got the green gauntlets, the green backpack. And the Han Solo in the carbonite block has... I don't think you can see the back of the carbonite very much because I never remembered seeing those circles on the back. So either Gentle Giant made that or it's something we had never seen or something just because I don't recognize it. Looks nice. The panels on the side of Han Solo light up. He has a forced painted lighting effect from the bottom in which you can see a little bit of orange coming up from the floor. And that makes it look like he's kind of in the freezing chamber. And the... smoke that's coming off the sides of the statue actually is pretty solid. It looks pretty fragile in the photo, but they seem to have made it a little bit thicker in person. So far, I haven't heard of any breakages. But hey, you know, that's what you want. It's a nice, solid statue. Boba Fett has a rangefinder, a rifle, cape, all that stuff. He's got a gun in his holster. It's a nice detail, Empire Strikes Back specific. And it's pretty big. I wish I had a tape measure here so I could tell you. Oh, wait, our website says it measures about 10 inches tall, so I'm assuming that's correct. We only made 1750 of these, and there is a small number of those left, less than 10%. I'm not allowed to give out an exact number, but I gave out a roughly exact number. So I would recommend getting one of these if you are so inclined in such things, just because it's unique, it's weird, there's not many of them. And frankly, how many Han Solo carbonite anythings do you have? I mean, they don't make enough of these. I would like to have a life-size one still, but some people find that ghoulish. Whatever. Anyway, I like this bounty hunter a lot. I can't wait to see if they make other bounty hunters in this style. Actually, it'd be kind of cool to have a Bosk in an IG-88, wouldn't you think? Yeah, that would be nice. Anyway, I'm babbling. So this exclusive statue is $119.99. It's available at Entertainment Earth, where there is currently free shipping on in-stock orders of $99 or more. Don't wait. Offer ends soon. And yeah, I'm going to... finish up and go into the office because it's the last work day of the year. So thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the podcast, by the way. If you listen to the show and you like the show, mention it when you check out next time you order. Just say, hey, I listen to the Entertainment Earth podcast, just so people know that you listen to the podcast. It's a nice thing to do for me. I appreciate it. Thank you. See you guys all next time. Hope you have a safe, happy, and healthy new year, unless you'd rather have an unsafe, depressed, and dangerous new year, which sounds like it could be a lot of fun. And if it is fun, let me know how it is, and please invite me to your next party.